our bodies, ourselves.
I'm singer-songwriter Patty Larkin, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney Bill Newman.
The book, Our Bodies, Ourselves, was written by women for women. First published in 1970, it was radical for its time, addressing the need for empowerment, information, and honesty, discussing, among other verboten topics, heterosexual and lesbian relations, birth control, masturbation, body image, childbirth, rape, self-defense, and abortion. The book helped women assert authority and agency to take control of their own bodies and healthcare. It contained detailed illustrations. The moral majority quickly deemed it obscene. The initial self-published printing by the Boston Women's Health Book Collective sold 220,000 copies. In 1971, Norma Swenson, educator, public health advocate, and early champion of natural childbirth, joined the collective and became a co-author and editor of the many editions that followed. And in 1973, Simon & Schuster published it. Our Bodies, Ourselves has sold more than 4 million copies in 34 languages. A nonprofit supporting women's health receives the royalties. Norma Swenson, for a half century, advocated for women's health. Her work and Our Bodies, Ourselves helped change the world for the better, for the good. We mourn the passing of Norma Swenson. In May, she was 93.
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the American Civil Liberties Union.